माधव Jai Hari Jai. ಏಕಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಸುಪ್ರಭುಜಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಉನ್ನತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಹರಿಂಸಿ ಕಹು ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಕಾವ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಬ್ರಜಭೂಮಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಮಾಯಾಪುನತೀರ್ಥಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಮಾಯ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಜಮುನಮಾಯ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ತುಳಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಯಣ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಕಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಗೌರಂಗಾ ಶುಭಾ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯ ಮಹಿದಜೆ ನಶಕಾಯ ಶುಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಸ್ತಿಕಿ ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ತಂಗುಲಂಗಾರಿತಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಮಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುದತ್ತಾರಣ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಈಶ್ವರಂ Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Chapter titled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarika, Text number 27. Aho, Mata, Swara, Yasyasya, Tiraskari, ಕುಶಾಶಕ್ತಾಲಿ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಯಶಸ್ಕರಿ ಭೂವ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಯತ್ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಿಸ್ತಂ ಸ್ಮಿತಾವಲೋಕಂ ಸ್ಮಿತಾವಲೋಕಂ ಸ್ವ ಪತಿಂ ಸ್ಮ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರಜಃ ಅಹೋಪತಾ ಸ್ವರಯಶಸ್ಯ ತಿರಸ್ಕರಿ ಕುಶಾಲಸ್ತರಿ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಯಶಸ್ಕರಿ ಭುವನಃ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಯತ್ ಅನುಗ್ರಹೇಸ್ತಂ ಸ್ಮಿತಾವಲೋಕಂ ಸ್ವಪತಿಂ ಸ್ಮ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರಜಃ ಅಹೋಪತಾ ಸ್ವರ್ಯಶಸ್ಯ ತಿರಸ್ಕರಿ ಕುಶಸ್ತರಿ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಯಶಸ್ಕರಿ ಭೂಮಃ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಯತ್ ಅನುಗ್ರಹೇಸ್ತಂ ಸ್ಮಿತಾವಲೋಕಂ ಸ್ವಪತಿಂ ಸ್ಮ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರಜಃ ಅಹೋಪತಾ ಸ್ವರ್ಯಶಸ್ಯ ತಿರಸ್ಕರಿ ಕುಶಸ್ತರಿ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಯಶಸ್ಕರಿ ಭುವಃ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಯತ್ ಅನುಗ್ರಹೇ ಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಸ್ಮಿತಾವಲೋಕಂ ಸ್ವಪತಿಂ ಸ್ಮ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರಜಃ ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಹೋಬತಾ. ಹೌ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್. ಸ್ವಯಶಸ್ಸಃ the glories of the heavenly planets,
Tiraskari,
that which defeats,
Kusasthali,
Dwarika,
Punya,
Virtue,
Yasaskari,
famous,
Bhuvaha,
the planet Earth,
Pasyanti,
see,
Nityam,
constantly,
Yat,
that,
sorry,
that which,
Anugrahistam,
to bestow benedictions,
Smitavalokam,
glance with the favor of sweet smiling,
Swapatim,
unto the soul of living being,
Krishna,
Sma,
used to,
Yat Prajaha,
the inhabitants of the place.
Translation: undoubtedly, it is wonderful that Dwarika has defeated the glories of the heavenly planet and has enhanced the celebrity of the earth. The inhabitants of Dwarika are always seeing the soul of all living beings, Krishna, in his loving feature. He glances at them and favors them with sweet smiles. Please repeat after me, translation. Undoubtedly,
it is wonderful
that Dwarika
has defeated
the glories
of the heavenly planets
and has enhanced
the celebrity
of the earth.
The inhabitants
of Dwarika
are always
seeing the soul
of all living beings,
Krishna,
in his loving feature.
He glances
at them
and favors them
with sweet smiles.
Purport, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. The heavenly planets are inhabited by demigods like Indra, Chandra, Varuna and Vayu. And the pious souls reach there after performance of many virtuous acts on earth. Modern scientists agree that the timing arrangements of higher planetary system is different from that of the earth. Thus, it is understood from the revealed scriptures that the duration of life there is 10,000 years. By our calculations, 6 months on earth is equal to 1 day on the heavenly planets. Facilities of enjoyment are also similarly enhanced, and the beauty of the inhabitants is legendary. Common men on earth are very much fond of reaching the heavenly planets because they have heard that comforts of life are far greater there than on earth. They are now trying to reach the moon by spacecraft. Considering all this, the heavenly planets are more celebrated than the earth, but the celebrity of earth has defeated that of the heavenly planets because of Dwarika, where Lord Sri Krishna reigned as king. Three places, namely Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarika, are more important than the famous planets within the universe. These places are perpetually sanctified because whenever the Lord descends on earth, he displays his transcendental activities, particularly in these three places. They are perpetually the holy lands of the Lord, and the inhabitants still take advantage of the holy places, even though the Lord is now out of their sight. The Lord is the soul of all living beings, and he desires always to have all the living beings in their swarupa, in their constitutional position, to participate in transcendental life in his association. His attractive features and the sweet smile go deep into heart of everyone, and once it is so done, the living being is admitted into the kingdom of God, from which no one returns. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The heavenly planets may be very famous for offering better facilities of material enjoyment, but we learn from Bhagavad Gita 9.20-21, one has to come back again to earth planet as soon as the acquired virtue is finished. Dwarika is certainly more important than the heavenly planet, because whoever has been favored with the smiling glance of the Lord shall never come back again to this rotten earth, which is certified by Lord himself as the place of misery. Not only this earth, but also all the planets of the universes
are places of misery because none of the planets within the universe is their eternal life, eternal bliss, and eternal knowledge. Any person engaged in the devotional service of the Lord is recommended to live in one of the above mentioned three places, namely Dwarka, Mathura, or Vrindavan. Because devotional service in these three places is magnified, those who go there to follow the principles in terms of instructions imparted in the revealed scriptures surely achieve the same results as obtained during the presence of Lord Sri Krishna. His abode and he himself are identical, and a pure devotee under the guidance of another experienced devotee can obtain all the results even at present. Om Tat Sat. Amagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave nama shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri gurum shri yuta padakamalam shri gurum vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagarjatam sahagana raghunathamitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Shri Vishakamitam Scha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhan Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyayeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Undoubtedly, it is wonderful that Dwarka has defeated the glories of the heavenly planets and has enhanced the celebrity of earth. The inhabitants of Dwarka are always seeing the soul at all living beings, of all living beings, Krishna, in his loving feature. He glances at them and favors them with sweet smiles. So this is, when we started the chapter where we started talking about the departure of Lord Krishna, for Dwarka, after the battle, and then Yudhishthira Maharaj was crowned as the king of the planet. And now Lord Krishna decides that he needs to go back to Dwarka. And in yesterday's class, we heard about the wonderful glories of Mathura. Today we are talking about Dwarka. So yesterday also we saw the glories of the Yadu dynasty and the appearance of Lord Krishna in the Yadu dynasty, and then the glories of Mathura where Lord was born. Today here we are talking about Dwarka, where the Lord is proceeding. Srila Prabhupada here mentions very clearly, and not only in this purport but at various places, Srila Prabhupada mentions that this material world is a rotten place. Rotten place, not only being just rotten, it is beyond rotten, it is full of miseries. So, if somebody thinks or somebody feels that I am enjoying, it is a happy, happy place. Sometimes we feel it is happy, happy world. Happy, happy house, happy, happy family. It is not, it is not. That happy, happy is only for a very short while. It is like the flickering light, you know. Just gives you a little light and then goes back. So Srila Prabhupada advises that this is not a place where we belong to. It is a mistake that we did as the living entities or as the spirit soul, that we wanted to be independent of Lord Krishna. We wanted to be independent of his kingdom. And he has a merciful father. When we go to him and tell him, "Oh father, I feel that I should be independent." He says, "Fine, tatastu, go to the material world. And you want to enjoy independently, please try and enjoy." He doesn't say that you will enjoy there. He keeps talking about this in Bhagavad Gita as well, saying, "Dukhalayam ashashvatam." This is not a place for gentlemen. And Srila Prabhupada knows that the spirit souls are all In the material form, they are all gentlemen or women. So Srila Prabhupada is not in favor of the living beings made available in this worldly planet, in the material world. So he always advises that this is a rotten place and nobody wants to live in a rotten place except for few animals who are the lowest of the categories. So for example, if we see a pig, the pig enjoys in the dirt, eats the dirt. He's always in that filthy place, but still feels that he is the king, he's enjoying it. But it is not like so. If we, with little intelligence, look at it, filth is always filth. It will never be good, it will never be a great place to be around. So Srila Prabhupada recommends that we elevate ourselves. We elevate ourselves to go back home, back to Godhead. But how do we do that? We do it by regularly associating with the devotees, regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam class, eating prasadam, and having the beautiful darshan of their lordships. Now by doing so, we will be reminded constantly of our constitutional position. Our constitutional position is that we are one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we need to go back. And when the constitutional position is reminded over and over again, we try to progress on that path. And once we start progressing on that path, Krishna, being a merciful father, gives us a spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master. And once somebody gets a bona fide spiritual master, he gets the mercy of the Lord. It is said, with the mercy of the Lord, one gets a bona fide spiritual master, and with the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, one can reach Krishna or one can get Krishna. So, here it is said there are three places which are available on the earth planet: Dwarka, Mathura, and Vrindavan. Mathura is the place where Lord Krishna was born. Well, Krishna has no birth and death, but still we many times use this term as he was born, but then actually Lord Krishna appeared by his own sweet will. He appeared on this planet in a place which is now in the northern part of India, which is known as Mathura. He was born there and then he performed his pastimes in the wonderful land of Vrindavan Dham. And after performing his pastimes, as he grew up, finally he moved to Dwarka. So the glories of Dwarka, despite being in the material world, are very, very high. They are the best of the places available on the material planet. Well, Vrindavan is not different from Puri. Mayapur is not different from Vrindavan. So if we, in today's context, consider Sri Jagannath Puri and Sridhar Mayapur, they are not different from Vrindavan Mathura or Dwarka. They are also the places where the Lord performed his pastimes in different yugas. Lord Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the age of Kali in the land of Mayapur or Navadvipa and performed his pastimes. So wherever the Lord performs his pastimes, that's a sanctified place. Here in the purport, Sri Prabhupada also talks about the glories of these three places, and they are actually overtaking the glories, or they are overtaking the glories of the heavenly planets. What are the heavenly planets? Heavenly planets are ruled again by the demigods, and demigods are none other than the great devotees of the Lord. They are actually the power executors or the instruction executors of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Varuna, Chandra, Indra. They are managing the world. They are managing the material world with the heavenly planets and performing their daily activities to ensure that the Lord is a little relaxed. But Lord is never relaxed. He is either playing his flute in Vrindavan, or he is in the forest of Vrindavan herding the cows, or he is playing with his sakas in Vrindavan. But the demigods would want Lord Sri Krishna to be doing those activities, so they take over these responsibilities. Like in a big organization, you see, The chairman of the managing director does not perform everything. Now he gives out, he delegates his responsibilities to the people lower below. And they execute the orders of their boss according to his instructions, to the best interest of the boss, and they do it. Likewise, the demigods, who are none other than the devotees, the great devotees of the Lord, execute the orders of the Supreme Lord. These heavenly planets are also opted by a lot of people who have heard about the glories of the heavenly planets. And we call it as heaven glories, but they are not glorious, not so glorious. Because anybody who goes to the heavenly planets has to by default come back to earth, because earth is your passage. When you come back to earth only, you get your visa to go back home, back to Godhead. Without coming back to earth, you cannot transit. Earth is a transit position. Even if they are in the heavenly planets, which are having much more facilities of enjoyment, the duration of the lifetime is also very high. Srila Prabhupada here very clearly says that the duration of the life is 10,000 years. Think about 100 years here and 10,000 years in the heavenly planets. 6 months of earth is equal to 1 day of the heavenly planets. And Srila Prabhupada also says the facilities in the heavenly planets are also at a very high level. What you get here is probably among the lowest possible things which are available. The love that we get here is among the lowest. The food articles that you get here is among the lowest. Yeah, we all know now, they are all with full of pesticides and they grow it with different chemicals which are not even good for human body. So, the enjoyment also in the heavenly planet is very, very high. People drink here and fall on the road. There if they drink, they don't fall. They still continue to be in their normal senses. So the enjoyment there also, in comparison, is very, very high. And those who are not aware, or those who are not familiar with the enjoyment in the spiritual world, would definitely want to go to the heavenly planets and try it out and be there and stay there. And because the duration is high, the level of enjoyment is also very high, they would want to continue there. But for devotees, it is very clearly said that devotees don't even yearn to be there in the heavenly planets. They don't even want to be at the heavenly planets. But what do the devotees want? The devotees want to serve the holy name of the Lord. And Krishna says very clearly, Naham Vasami Vaikunthe. I don't stay in Vaikuntha. Where do I stay? Sorry? Yatra Gayati Marpatta. So that's the third line. The second line says, I don't stay in the hearts of the yogis, yeah, who are constantly thinking about me. But I stay in a place where my devotees are constantly chanting my name or glorifying me. So if we see in the starting, we started saying that this place is a rotten place. Srila Prabhupada says this is a rotten place. It is Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. Then we also spoke about the heavenly planets where there is a lot of enjoyment, the lifetime is very high, there is different kind of activities which keep happening there. And now we come to the earth planet back and we say, Krishna himself confirms, saying that I stay in a place where my devotees are glorifying me, where they are thinking about me, where they are talking about me, where they are worshipping me, where they are glorifying me. So Srila Prabhupada himself makes this analogy very clear for us, saying that practically it may not be possible for everybody to stay in Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka. But then wherever the devotees stay, whichever condition that they are, if they think of Krishna, that place becomes Vrindavan, Dwarka or Mathura. There is no difference. There is absolutely no difference between Vrindavan, Dwarka, Mathura, Puri or Mayapur or Bangalore. But there's a rider there. The glorification of the Lord must go on. So Srila Prabhupada, he went to the Western world. There are many people who talk about, who criticize Srila Prabhupada, Well, they don't know the glories of Srila Prabhupada, so they sometimes criticize him, and some of them actually criticize him in the initial stages and later repented for doing so. Srila Prabhupada went to the Western world to give mercy to the Malaysians. The people who would have never thought of what is God, people who would have never dreamt of what is God, or people who would have never looked at the glorification of the Lord. That is the land where the devotees go and preach the holy name of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada at an elderly age could have stayed in Radha Damodar in Vrindavan. He knew that this is the best place possible. As far as the Shastras also confirm, saying that Vrindavan, Dwarka and Mathura, there is nothing better than that in the material world. But Srila Prabhupada took that pain of going to America, preaching the holy name of the Lord, chanting the holy name of the Lord, getting more devotees attached or attracted to Krishna consciousness, and then making the whole world. Well, I am taking this liberty of saying that Srila Prabhupada is the one who made the whole world Vrindavan, Mathura or Dwarka. Today you travel to any part of the world, any of the remotest part of the world, and you will find a devotee of Krishna there. And this is all because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. I am not saying the other acharyas didn't do. There are, you know, four authorized sampradayas, and we have very many devotees who have gone and preached the holy name of the Lord. But in the current day scenario, everybody kept themselves within the boundaries of the so-called India. But Srila Prabhupada is the greatest acharya who actually took this onus of spreading the holy name of the Lord in the Western world. And please look at the power of his Guru Maharaj's instruction, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. In a very informal discussion where Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj instructed Srila Prabhupada, preach to the English speaking men. And the instruction was very, very informal. He didn't call him and say, hey, you have to do this. No. It was a very informal discussion that Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj were having. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, expressed his desire to Srila Prabhupada that you are an English speaking man, please go and preach to the Western world, or go and preach this holy name of the Lord to the English speaking men. And that's where Srila Prabhupada went. And he actually created a whole revolution. It is not a simple thing. You know, we call about the agricultural revolution or the industrial revolution, you know, which grew the industrial output, and the agricultural revolution which brought about a change in the output of the agricultural produce that we make. But Srila Prabhupada, if you really look at it, is the right or the biggest ever revolution that our planet would have ever experienced. He changed the thought of thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of people across the world. And as I said, today you go to any part of the world, today you will find devotees practicing, chanting, preaching, distributing prasadam. Even in the war-torn areas, you know, in places like where there is continuously war going on, devotees take the risk of going there and distributing prasadam. Prasadam is also a form of the mercy of the Lord. So, in conclusion here, we say that earth is also a good place, in contradiction to what we started with, or in reference to what Srila Prabhupada said. For some of the people, this is a rotten place, which is actually correct, because they rot here. They come here, they get actually degraded. Yeah, you go to a rotten place, you actually are degrading yourself, or you're rotting yourself. You have a nice mango, if you put it along with another rotten mango, what will happen to the nice mango? It will also start rotting. So material world is a rotten place. We are all people from the Vaikuntha Loka. We are from the spiritual world. Now from the spiritual world, when we come and associate with a rotten people or rotten place here, we also rot. Like a nice banana, a good banana, which is really grown very well, taken care, and then if you keep it with another mango which is rotten, it also rots. So we have to take this opportunity available, made available to us, because of the acharyas that we should not rot in this material world. So we started with rotting and then we went into the heavenly planets, and now we talk about coming back to the earth planet, where we say, wherever we are, if we are associating with the devotees, then that's the best place, and it can be compared to Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarika, Mayapur, or even Jagannath Puri for that matter. why this material world is called, rotten? I give you an example of the mango. There's another shloka where there's a reference which is given, which says, Jivo Jivasya Jivanam. What does Jivo Jivasya Jivanam mean? That one living being leaves on another living being. Yeah. One living being becomes the food for another living being. In the material world, we see people eat meat. They think that's another living being. So I have power because I have little more intelligence. I can eat them. So material world is full of people like that. You will see not only as far as eating, even in the other, this one, they are predators. They see a growth of another person, they don't like it. They want to pull them down. So that is also living on another living being. Yeah? In the material world, where you have the corporate world, where you see people. Not in the corporate world, even otherwise, in our relationship, in the social world that we live, people want to actually climb on the head of the another guy to grow up. It's not that I will climb along with him. So, jiva, jivasya, jivanam is living beings in the material world always live on another living being. The best arrangement that we see in the material world is the Lord has come here to give us His holy name. Not only the holy name, He has also given us His form. In a lot of places we see the deities are self-manifested deities. So the Lord came out and gave His form to us so that we could worship Him. Lord also gave us the form of the purified devotees like Ganges, Mother Ganga. She flows through. And while she is flowing through the whole country, she is distributing the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. Mother Ganga is actually spreading in the whole country or in the whole world the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. We also see many times the deities are found. You know, you hear this saying that the deities were there and the Mayapur Jagannath Mandir that we have, in Mayapur we have a Jagannath temple where the deities were actually found. Yeah? They were not carved by somebody. The deities came in the dream and told that we have been hidden there. Please take it out and worship us. So deities are sometimes found, not sometimes, a lot of times found. You'll also find the pastimes of Neelamadhav. Yeah? Neelamadhav was actually under a huge Tila, and then from there he said, pick me up, please take me out, please worship me. And that's how Neelamadhav has been worshipped now. So the Lord comes as His deity form, He comes as His devotee form, Mother Ganges. He also sends His Senapati Bhaktas, empowered warriors, empowered souls, like all the acharyas in our parampara. The Lord also manifests the various places of His pastimes. So when the Shat Goswamis took instructions from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most of the places of Vrindavan where the pastimes of the Lord happened were all covered. They were all there, they were existing, but they were all covered. They were not rightly or they were not available for the eyes to see. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this instructions to the Shat Goswamis of Vrindavan, saying that please excavate, please find out the places of pastimes of the Lord. And that's how you see all the Radha Kund, the Dasham Kund, all these places were actually shown to the material world. So that's the mercy of the Lord. And He comes giving us His mercy very, very regularly. And here also it is said many times, he said that Krishna, why are you giving us pain? Many devotees also talk about it. Or even the karmis many times challenge, saying that there is no God. If there was God, there was no pain. But then we all know there is God. The scriptures confirm. Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, all the three of them confirm that there is God available. There is Krishna who is the Supreme Personality of God. And there's descriptions of all this. We will not go into that details. But Krishna actually gives us pain. He actually gives it as confirmed. Srila Prabhupada confirms this. And in one of the lectures, as well as Kadam Kamal Swami Maharaj also confirms that Krishna actually gives us pain for our ultimate gain. Yeah? Unless Krishna gives you pain, there's no gain. Yeah? But for an ultimate gain. So Krishna gives you that pain and he makes you realize. When the baby is born, when he or she is in the womb of the mother, goes through a lot of suffering. The 9 months of the baby being in the womb of the mother is actually a lot of suffering. And the baby actually prays that, Krishna, I will never forget you. Just bring me out of this condition. Many times we also pray. Saying that, Krishna, I will never forget you. Just get me out of this situation which I have landed. A negative situation which I have landed. And as soon as the baby is born, the baby forgets everything. The Maya covers the baby. And the baby starts living in the material world, forgetting Krishna, forgetting the difficulties that they've all gone through. All the difficulties. Right? Likewise, the living entity also does that. Many times we pray to Krishna, please get me out of this situation. I'm suffering. I'll never forget you. But the moment we are out of it, we are in a comfortable position, we look at it. Oh, Krishna, you find in the temple, not in my life. So these are challenges that one needs to really look at. Unless and until one takes up to chanting, reading, association of the devotees, he will never ever be able to realize the difficulty in this material world. It is also shown by the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we remember the days of Nimai Pandit, even before he went to Gaya, where he got initiated by Ishwarapuri. So if you see the years before going to Gaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was more on Tarka Shastra, logic, arguments. He would defeat biggest of the biggest pundits of Navadvip, talk about Tarka Shastra with everybody, talk about logic. He defeated even Keshav Kashmiri, the greatest of the pundits. But then you see the transformation once he gets in touch with the pure devotee of the Lord. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot be considered as a normal human being. No. He was far, far different. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Jai Shishi Jagannath Baldev Shibadramai Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Krishna Chandra Ji Ki Jai. Shishi Lakshmi Narsimhadev Anantadev Bhaktraj Pralad Maharaj Ki Jai. Shishi Nitai Chaitanya Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yes, so going back to the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cannot be compared with the mortal living entities. He was Supreme Personality of God Himself, who came in the form of a devotee and taught us how to go about it. So when we look at his activities, and when he was called Nimai Pandit, the greatest of the Pandit, he did all this. And soon he went and got association or got initiation from Ishwarapuri. The moment he came back, he started only talking about Krishna. He started only thinking of Krishna. He started giving up most of his attachments to the material world, including his beautiful wife, including his mother, whom he loved the most. He started organizing the Harinam Sankirtan throughout. You think about anything and he will only be in Sankirtan movement, 24/7. He also gave instructions to the close associates. He would have the association of wonderful devotees, Shivas Acharya. In the Shivas Anand, they would have wonderful Kirtan. So when you look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he gave us this by example, saying that we have to change as we associate with devotees. We have to change our outlook towards the material life when we associate with devotees and follow the instructions which are given to us by the Vaishnavas, by the Shastras, by the Acharyas. So he lived, he came as a devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He taught us how to become devotees, though he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, and left us practicing the Krishna consciousness movement. You also see during the Snana Yatra, this is the pastime I thought I should narrate, the beautiful pastime. In the Snana Yatra, which happens, it just concluded about a little more than 2 weeks back, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would attend the Snana Yatra and continuously for 6 hours he would hear only one line, only one line, only the glorification of the Lord. Today, if we are able to concentrate for 6 minutes or even 6 seconds, it is actually difficult. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us that we have to really be eager. Enthusiasm is the most important thing in Krishna consciousness. But there was one very senior devotee, Vishnujan Swami. Vishnujan Swami is one of the most enthusiastic devotee in ISKCON. And there's a question answer which happened, a question which a devotee asked. In fact, a very senior devotee within these concepts asked Vishnujan Swami that, how do you have so much of enthusiasm? And in the past we hear that, you know, because of enthusiasm you can take up to Krishna consciousness very nicely. So enthusiasm is the basics of Krishna consciousness or spiritual life. So Vishnujan Swami was asked, saying that, how are you always so enthusiastic? So he says, well, that enthusiasm sometimes doesn't come from within. So I actually artificially show for enthusiasm. And when I show the artificial enthusiasm, I see the other devotees who are actually enthusiastic. Their enthusiasm, the natural enthusiasm comes out. And then I derive that enthusiasm and I become real enthusiastic. Yeah? So there are times that we are not really in our great of the or best of the moods. But then we have to artificially possessing in Krishna consciousness, we are enthusiastic. And with that enthusiasm, the others will be enthusiastic, their real enthusiasm will come out, and then our real enthusiasm will come out. So, Krishna consciousness is possible only through great enthusiasm. So, at any given point of time, we should never be morose. And Krishna consciousness is not a raw or a dead kind of a movement. It is all of enthusiasm. Think of the devotees in Kirtan, Sankirtan, it is enthusiasm. Having the darshan of the deities is also enthusiasm. Being in association of the devotees is also enthusiasm. Last but not the least, having prasadam is also enthusiasm. Yeah? We relish it. Such nice bhogas offered to their lordships, and then it's given to us as a form of prasadam. So that prasadam coming to us is also enthusiasm. So Krishna consciousness is all about enthusiasm, and it is very important that we are always enthusiastic. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj also said that we perceive Krishna consciousness at times directly. Sometimes when we are not able to do it directly, then we do it through scriptures. And when we are not able to do it through directly or with scriptures, we get it through acharyas. And if we don't get it through the first three things, that is directly through scriptures or through acharyas, then it is through the devotees that we have to perceive Krishna consciousness. I think I've covered most of it what I wanted to cover today, and also we are completing the time. So, yeah, I will end here. Just one thing to add, you know, from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Shloka number 133, which talks about the constant glorification of the Supreme Lord, and it manifests in his own glorification. The chanting itself manifests in his own glorification. Text number 133 says, Namachintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddho Nityo Mukta, Vibhinnathava Namu Namino. So the holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself. So Krishna confirms this, saying that my name and I am not different. So don't think that, you know, while you're chanting my name, you're not associating with me. While you're chanting my name, while you're thinking of me, you're actually associating with me. I'm non-different from my name. For it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition and it has no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna are identical. Very, very powerful statement here. Krishna's name and Krishna are identical. So, it is very important that we always associate with the holy name of the Lord. And when we associate with the holy name of the Lord, we are actually associating with Krishna himself. And when you are associating with Krishna himself, how can you think of something else? So, I will end here. In case if there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer. One last statement that I want to make. In the material world, if people feel that, you know, we can fulfill all the desires, it's practically or it is impossible. There's only one personality, a great devotee of the Lord, who could actually fulfill all his desires, and that was Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj could fulfill all his desires, and Yudhishthira Maharaj says, I could fulfill all my desires because of the mercy of the Lord. So we should never think of fulfilling any of our desires in the material world, especially the material desires. And when we adapt to fulfilling our desires, the spiritual desires, it can happen only through the mercy of the Lord. Mercy of the Lord, mercy of the Vaishnavas. So I'll end here. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to take them. Or if there are comments, I'll be happy to take them as well. Yes, Prabhuji.
Most of them we lose that enthusiasm. How we can constantly be in enthusiasm, in devotion?
Yes, Prabhu. So, I'll go back again to the example of Vishwajan Swami, where he says, there are times that I'm not with enthusiasm, but then I propose or I actually come out saying that I have enthusiasm. I show up that I have enthusiasm. And then with the devotees around who have real enthusiasm, I get that enthusiasm back. What is the understanding? We are all in the material world, so we are always constantly hammered by Maya. So Maya actually takes away our enthusiasm. Yeah. If you want to really, you know, you have think of a person that whom you don't like, and you want to take a revenge on him, because that person is powerful, you may not be able to directly take a revenge. So you indirectly take a revenge. Now this living entity is very, very powerful, and Maya is opposition of the living entity who is a spiritual soul. So what does Maya do? Slowly she'll start covering a few things. Yeah? So when the Maya starts covering us, we lose our enthusiasm. Why are we losing enthusiasm? Because of Maya. Because we are in the material world. And when we are in the material world, Maya is ought to catch up with us. So when we are with the devotees, then enthusiasm cannot go out. When we are chanting the holy name, enthusiasm cannot go out. When we associate with Maya, then only enthusiasm goes away from devotees.
Especially for devotees, Maya will be there. But how we can avoid, how we can be in
devotees. Okay. I just want to add to what you said. For working devotees, Maya will always be there. Not only working devotees, non-working devotees, anybody who is there in the material world has Maya. Maya is always controlling them. Okay. And especially when Maya knows that you are trying to be a devotee, she will come more on you. And when she knows that he is a materialist, then nothing to worry, he is my party. But when she knows that, you know, there is somebody who is probably trying to go against me, she will try and pounce on you. So, yes, especially devotees who are working outside, in a non-devotee environment. The easiest thing for them to do is make devotees in their working environment. Yeah? You may not be able to make them to the level that chanting 16 rounds or regularly visiting the temple, following the Ekadashis. But nevertheless, if you can make them to the level of saying Hare Krishna to you, when they see you, they should say Hare Krishna. Okay? Or when you meet them, give them prasadam. Or when you meet them, discuss about what you've heard. Yeah? First is being friendly with them. Once you start becoming friendly with them, especially in our workplaces, so then they start recognizing that he's a nice person because he's a devotee. And when they start seeing the effulgence on the devotees, when they start seeing the good qualities on the devotees, when they start seeing the better half of the devotees, then they start talking to them. You'll always notice that. They're saying that, you know, for good people, more people want to talk. So we have to behave devotees. We have to behave well as devotees. And then start making devotees at your workplace. Well, I remember of devotees who I'm sure you also must have known. In the software companies they work, and during their lunchtime they have discussions on Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, there are many devotees. In our own congregation we have. And they make so many devotees. And because you make devotees, then your work environment also becomes devotional. You start sharing some of the pastimes. Then your enthusiasm is retained. Otherwise what happens is they suck your enthusiasm. They drain you out. The material world actually drains you out. So this is one way that you can do it. Second way is also always keeping. One is Vyakti Bhagavat. When you have a devotee in the office, then he becomes a Vyakti Bhagavat. Keep books in your office, read them. Whenever you have little time, instead of getting in association with them, talking about movies, cars, beautiful places, beautiful material places, let's have something from the reading. Have some snippets. Yeah. But keep some of the shlokas. Sorry, go ahead.
But as I felt, that is very difficult to meet devotees because they will always stuck in Brajalpun.
Yes.
We cannot avoid. But how we can save us in enthusiasm, in Dhamma?
Well, you are fighting with Maya.
Yes.
So you have to pray to Krishna. Because Krishna is the boss of Maya. Yeah? If you find a problem with your manager, if you go to his manager, and if you have a good relation with your super manager, then he'll save you from your manager. So we have to pray. That's the most important thing. And in Krishna consciousness, I have seen over the years that if we are able to have our solid sadhana, okay, you're chanting, you're reading, if these two things are strong, along with the association of the devotees, nobody can shake you. There can be temporary reversals. But with these three strong things, you know, and fourth one, naturally, prasadam. You can't afford to miss that. So, if you have these four things, nobody can shake you. How much ever strong Maya can be, how much of prajalpa that they speak about, over a period of time, they find you uninteresting. Maya will start finding you uninteresting. So, your colleagues in the office who are always talking prajalpa will start, you know, thinking you as not important. And they will stop talking prajalpa to you. Yeah? They know that you don't give them any ear. Because you're ignoring them. Nevertheless, we should never become like them. Yeah? So, this is one thing that we have to get protected. It is always said that, you know, a learned man gives his knowledge. Doesn't take a knowledge from an unlearned person. So, they're all unlearned. They're all not so well read. So we as devotees, we know what is good and what is bad. For those people who do not know what is good and what is bad, they only know only what is bad. So we shouldn't be taking bad from them. We should be giving them good. So we have good things. Krishna has given us some good things. So we have to spread that goodness. We have to spread the good thing. And then they will start accepting you. I'm sure, try it out. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much. There we end. Grantara Srila Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Natai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari.